Hi, this is Stephanie with customer service. How may I help you?
Yes, I've got two charges on my bill that I'd like to know what they're for. So can you help me find out what they are?
Yes, ma'am, I definitely can. I'm going to use the phone number up here and see if we can find an account.
Okay. Don't you want the amount?
Just in a moment. I just need to find an account. Is it Barbara?
Yes.
I did find an account with your name. Could you please verify the address for security purposes?
2735 Calle Cabracho.
Thousand Oaks. Thousand, yeah, Thousand Oaks.
Correct.
All right, just bear with me while the account loads.
I'm sorry, what?
Just bear with me while your account loads.
Well, my account what?
It's just loading up so I can see the transactions.
Okay.
I do apologize about the delay. My systems are a little slow this afternoon. All right, so which charge were we inquiring about today?
I'm inquiring about the, I have a charge on here for $67.32. And $5.74. I have two charges. It says, what is the name of your company? Supreme Top?
Let me see. I do see those charges you're talking about, ma'am. Bear with me. I'm going to see what
What is the name of
the
your company, please? What's the name of your company?
We're a third-party call center, so we do service a lot of different products, mostly gadgets and stuff like that. So I'm just trying to look up the product to see exactly what's going on.
Okay, but what's the name of your company? Because I have, what is the name of your company?
Truly Unique Selection.
Okay, then why are you, okay, so I'm not, I shouldn't do business with you because
do you remember anything about signing up and do a sweepstakes to win a cookware set back on the 27th of November?
Yes, but I never got it.
Yes,
so
ma'am.
I just
it was a
sweepstakes
to win, and that was your first entry fee. And then
it wasn't to win. It was to order it.
It's a sweepstakes to win. It did state it down in the terms and conditions right underneath where you put your card in. It's not
so
a guaranteed win. It's a entry fee into the competition to win it, and it's one in a
from
thousand
Walmart?
Chance.
Is this from Walmart?
If you did a survey from Walmart, yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Or is it from JCPenney? Which one is that?
It could be either one. We do both of them.
Okay, all it said was they were going to send it to me, and I never received it. So I'm just wanting to be reimbursed for it. There is nothing to win. It just said that you can get this item for a certain amount and to put your to charge it on your account.
It did state in the terms and conditions that it was a sweepstakes to win one. It's not a guaranteed win, and it also was going.
It wasn't a drawing or a prize. It was to order it online.
I understand your frustration, but it did.
No, it's not my frustration. It's I ordered it online. I never play, I never gamble, so I didn't order that. I mean, I ordered it, but not as trying to win. I ordered it because I think it was I'm not sure which one was it that has it on there. I think was it the pan, that real thick pan that you like cook something in? like one of those steel ones, those deep, like a crock pot, but you can use it in the oven.
Yes, ma'am. I know what you're talking about. It did state right here in the terms and conditions. I did pull it up. It says, congratulations on being permitted to enter the giveaway.
Correct.
We will select one customer out of every 1,000 entries to win. By entering,
no,
you agree to pay.
No. It wasn't a giveaway. Nobody's going to pay. Nobody's going to pay for something that they're not going to receive. How could it be a giveaway if you have to pay for it?
It was the first entry fee that you got into, and that was the $5.74, which was also the shipping and handling. It does state it here in the terms and conditions.
No. Okay, then, if you charge me the $5.74, where is it? How come I haven't received it?
Because the cookware set is it's a competition, or a contest,
you,
or a sweepstakes to win when it's a giveaway.
No, it was not a sweepstakes. If you... either send it to me, I'll be happy with it. I'll be happy to pay for it, or else refund my money back on my credit card.
As a courtesy, I can offer you 35% back on that $67.32, but it is a valid charge because it does state in the terms and conditions, ma'am.
I mean, come on. I mean, let's be realistic. Who's going to pay $67 to enter a... to enter something that you're not going to get you might not get no money back. It was an item that you guys are selling so that we could go to their store. That's all it was.
Ma'am, it is a giveaway. It's a sweepstakes to win.
No,
it was not a guarantee.
No, it is not. No, it isn't. No, it was not. If you don't return my, give me credit for it, I'm going to turn you into the BBB.
All right. Okay, just bear with me one moment. I'll see what we can do for you. Okay, ma'am? I'm going to speak with my supervisor real quick, okay?
I'm not going to argue. All I said is return my $67, and you're charging me $5.75 for shipping and handling? Then that means I got it. So where is it? If you can't refund my money, and you're saying no, you're not making sense. You can't. You cannot explain what you're saying.
So I was able to give you that full refund back on the $67.32, and it should hit your account.
$67.32 and $5.74.
Unfortunately, I can't touch that charge because it is a valid charge. It was the first entry fee, and it does state it in the terms and conditions.
There was no entry fee. I'm sorry, you're in the wrong business. You're totally confused. There is no entry fee. It was all it was to give you a sale to come in to be able to go and purchase something at your store. I mean, nobody's gonna throw $67 away to enter in unless you're in Las Vegas and you're gambling.
I understand your frustration, ma'am. Bear with me.
So
one moment while I speak with my supervisor.
Excuse me. No, there is no frustration. You're gonna refund my money back.
Bear with me.
And you're charging me a shipping and handling. So that means if you charging me a shipping and handling, now you're trying to say that it was to get into that system. That's false advertisement, especially on the business. That's a big business, Walmart.
Bear with me and let me speak with my supervisor and I'll see what we can do for you, okay?
No, I want to be refunded that amount.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Let me just speak with my supervisor, okay?
Oh, because you don't understand what you're saying. How can somebody just throw $75 away? This is not gambling.
Bear with me one moment. Let me speak with my supervisor, okay?
No, you're gonna refund my money back.
Just bear with me. I need to speak with my supervisor so I can see what we can do for you.
No, you're going to refund my money back. No, you know you're wrong, and you're trying to say you're going to give me 35% back? You give me the whole amount back or send me that item. I'm not going to pay for nothing. That's stealing.
Let me speak with my supervisor, okay?
No, you're going to refund it back, or I'm going to turn you into the BBB, and you will be closed down in a minute. Now, refund my money and tell me what my confirmation number is to give me a credit on my credit card.
All right, yes, ma'am. That confirmation number is going to be C as in Charlie.
What is it?
C as in Charlie. 262-966-536.
And when would I, so I will expect a credit for $5 and, let's see, $5.74 and then $67.32.
Within 3 to 5 business days.
Should be $73.06.
Within 3 to 5 business days, yes, ma'am.
You guys really have your nerve even charge me shipping when there's nothing you sent me?
Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
Do you think consumers are dumb? They're charging me almost $75 plus shipping on nothing that I received?
Is there anything else I can do for you, ma'am?
What is your name?
My name is Stephanie.